On Dobbs' second anniversary, pro-life orgs work to expose dark heart of abortion. By Catherine Hamilton on June 24, 2024. Monday marks the second anniversary of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, which overturned 50 years of an invented federal right to abortion under Roe v. Wade and sent the issue back to individual states. Since the Dobbs decision, the nature of the struggle between the pro-life movement and the abortion industry has been in constant shift. Pro-abortion organizations and activists have stealthily turned to ballot measures in the hopes of shoring up the growing abortion complex and the shift from federal to state power. State by state, Republicans have been working to protect the unborn while Democrats have expanded abortion nationwide via shield laws, telehealth, and tens of millions of dollars spent establishing their states as abortion havens. Lawsuits against various pro-life laws and pro-abortion policies from the Biden administration have abounded. The highest number and rate of abortions measured in the United States in more than a decade were recorded in 2023. However, pro-life organizations are optimistic about the future of their cause 2 years into a post-Roe America. 2 years ago, the wretched Roe v. Wade decision was overturned. President of National Right to Life Carol Tobias said, "The pro-life movement moves forward, with optimism and persistence. We will continue to expose the dark heart of abortion and proclaim the beauty of every single human life, born and unborn." In a press release, Tobias added that the Supreme Court correctly decided that a right to abortion is not in the Constitution and slammed the Biden administration for relentlessly working to promote killing unborn babies by abortion. Dobbs gives the American people, through their elected representatives, a voice in protecting the right to life, she said. 2 years later, instead of working to protect innocent human lives and working to create safety nets for women in need, pro-abortion groups and their sympathizers, including the Biden-Harris administration, have doubled down on promoting unlimited abortions and protecting the abortionists who do them. "The Biden administration has made every effort to promote unlimited abortion," she continued. "It has ignored the mother and her unborn child and vilified efforts by the pro-life movement to protect the most innocent among us." Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, a pro-life legal advocacy group involved in the end of Roe, celebrated the second anniversary of Dobbs and said the court righted a 50-year wrong, both against the rule of law and against humanity. "Dobbs was a monumental victory. It will always be worth celebrating. But it wasn't the end. Now, a new chapter of the pro-life story has begun. Our movement must work to rebuild a culture of life not just in the courtroom, but in our local pregnancy centers, neighborhoods, schools, even our own homes. Cultural change won't be easy. But we know victory is possible, and there is no cause more worthwhile. Life is a divine gift and a human right. May we never fail to defend it." Susan B. Anthony, SBA, Pro-Life America noted that there is still much work ahead to ensure that every mother and child is supported and protected. The leading pro-life organization and its partner, Super PAC Women Speak Out, recently announced their largest voter contact program yet, with a planned $92 million investment to reach 10 million voters, including in key battleground states. SBA Pro-Life America President Marjorie Tannenfelser said, "Meanwhile, we are just one election cycle away from having every gain for life ripped away. Joe Biden and the Democrats are hell-bent on banning protections for unborn children, spreading fear and lies, and forcing all trimester abortion anytime for any reason, even when babies can feel pain, as national law. With total power in Washington, they will rewrite the rules of the Senate, enact their woefully misnamed Women's Health Protection Act, end the pro-life majority on the Supreme Court and shut down the pro-life safety net so that abortion is the only option left. They must be defeated, or this Dobbs anniversary could be the last." The American Life League had a different take on the Dobbs decision, pointing to deadly confusion after the end of Roe. "That decision is the equivalent of asking each state to regulate how okay they are with murder. Some states are cozier with baby killing than others. But it's 2 years later, and all 50 states allow at least some killing of children in the womb," National Director of American Life League Katie Brown said in a statement. "This deadly confusion could have been easily avoided if our nation had chosen to recognize that all its citizens, both those born and those pre-born, deserve life without exception and without compromise," she said. "Life is under the biggest attack in America that it has been in 50 years. Abortion rates are on the rise, and respect for the vulnerable is at an all-time low. Brown continued, saying the Dobbs decision is nothing to be celebrated, as all SCOTUS did was leave behind a violent and confusing mess. There is much work to be done in America. But one thing is certain, the dignity of the preborn child will not be decided in a court of law. It will be decided in the hearts and mind of each American citizen, she said. We must work harder now than ever before to create a culture that respects and protects all human life, especially the smallest among us. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.